This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to speak with a writer that more people read in the gun culture than any other writer in the United States. Maybe the world. Maybe the universe. Maybe the known universe. Anyway, joining us again is writer and trainer, Dean Weingarten. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and you're probably right, because the vast majority of gun owners in the world are in the United States.
Yeah.
And it is, the United States is where the gun culture is the largest percent of the population, and the rest of the world benefits from our involvement in the gun culture.
When I was saying that, I knew that I was getting it right, because we don't know what the we know, for example, that there's not that many gun owners on the moon. So I feel pretty good about it. So let's
the known universe covers it pretty well.
I like it. Anyway,
what would you like to start with?
Well, I want to start with your ammo article, because this is a interesting article in that. For some reason, see, I didn't buy any ammo at all. I didn't pull the trigger one time in 2013. When everything was so, when literally there was no ammo to be held, to be found, to be bought. I didn't shoot any, and I didn't buy any, and I didn't buy any guns.
Or yeah, a lot of people didn't.
And now. This past weekend, I found a SIG P365 used for like $440, something like that.
That sounds pretty good deal.
Well, right across the room, and the new ones were $700. So yeah, it was great. It was like, well, it wasn't quite half price, but it was. So the guns themselves are not the commodity that are hard to find, which sort of explains why I keep seeing these. And we're going to talk about this later too. The continuing record year we're having. Let's talk about the ammo.
Okay. First off, I was very interested in figuring out how much ammunition is made in the United States. And I have to say that I wasn't able to get that exact figure. But I got something very close, and the National Shooting Sports Foundation has done research and published the amount of ammunition that's manufactured for the United States. Which is probably a better number anyway, because it includes everything that's imported. And I had also done quite a bit of work on figuring out how much rimfire ammunition was being manufactured for the U.S. market back in the last ammunition bubble, which was pretty much from about 2012 to 2017. And that was... rimfire was harder to get then than centerfire. But it turned out that we were making a little over 4 billion rounds of .22 ammunition a year back around 2012. And then manufacturers increased the capacity, and I would say primarily it was Aguila and then Vista, which is Federal, let's see, what's the other big brand from Vista? So Vista Outdoors, they're one of the biggest manufacturers. They may be the biggest manufacturer of rimfire ammunition in the world, and they increased their capacity a bit, too, in their Idaho plant, CCI and Federal. And so the capacity for rimfire ammunition was increased by about a billion rounds. Yeah, up to about 5 billion per year. And that's a 20% increase. That's pretty significant. And manufacturers don't like to increase capacity if they think it's just a flash demand. But the demand kept on and on and on, and they did increase capacity by 20%. And now it's 2020, and we have another run on ammo, another bubble. And according to the NSSF, in 2018, which is the last thing we have numbers for, the total capacity for the U.S. market was 8.7 billion rounds. I'm pretty sure it's over 9 billion now, or 2 years later than that. And so that means there's about 4 billion centerfire rifle, pistol, and shotgun rounds produced for the U.S. market a year, and about 5 billion rimfire. And that sounds like a lot of rounds, and it is. The U.S. has its own ammunition-making capacity, and 99% of it, the U.S. military, I'm trying to say, 99% of the U.S. military capacity is in Lake City Arsenal in Independence, or the Lake City Ammunition Plant, I should say, in Independence, Missouri. But their maximum output in a year is 1.6 billion. So you have almost six times as much as produced for the civilian market as the maximum capacity for the U.S. military. So for whatever it's worth, but still, we have probably at least 450 million firearms, privately owned firearms in the United States. According to the best data I can come up with, and I've worked on this for years, trying to come up with the best estimate, and that's people who are experts in the field from different sides have come up with a base that I then extrapolated on using the information from the ATF. And so 450 million, and with all the sales this year, it's probably over 460 million now. But so let's say 450 and 9 billion rounds. That really shocked me because it means we're only producing about 20 rounds per year per gun in the United States.
Yeah.
That's not very much.
No, when you get down to that point, when you get down to breaking it down like that, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of ammunition. It's more than anywhere else in the world is producing. I mean, there's no other country that comes even close. Nowhere close to producing the amount of ammunition we do in the United States. And yet, we're only producing about 20 rounds for every gun in the country each year.
Right.
Now, over half of that's 22, which makes sense. People shoot 22 more than just about anything else. Much more, probably. It looks like more than everything else combined. And that does not include reloaded ammunition. And people who are enthusiasts, who do a lot of target shooting, they reload a lot of ammunition. So that might up the numbers a bit. And if I could get the production on primers, for example, we might get a clue on how much is reloaded. But components for ammunition are also difficult to get right now from everything I hear. So it's not just ammunition, but primers and gunpowder. And gunpowder is probably the weakest point in our ammunition supply, actually, because virtually half of the gunpowder that's consumed in the United States each year is imported. We only produce enough in country for about half the ammunition we use.
Right.
And there's only two plants, from what I understand, that now make gunpowder in the United States. We're talking about smokeless gunpowder. There's probably a number of smaller plants for black powder. And there are people who make a reasonable quality black powder on their own. It's not that simple, but I've read of people who do it. But smokeless is a little harder. And nitrocellulose, which is the primary component.
I'll tell you what, hang on for me. We'll get back on the ammunition when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were talking about ammunition, which at the bottom of this article, if you go look at this on AmmoLad, he has a bunch of links to 9mm.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how much of it.
Well, I'm going to look at it while available. You were talking about. You're talking about some ingredients and everything, so while you talk about it, I'm going to look and see what's available while you're talking about it.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, well, it turns out that one of the major components of smokeless gunpowder, perhaps the most important one, is nitrocellulose. And it's only manufactured in one, well, almost all of it, I should say, is manufactured in one military plant that is located in Virginia, right up against the border of West Virginia. Let's see if I get the name right. I think it's Falls Creek. I'd have to check. But that plant produces at least 90% of the nitrocellulose used in making smokeless gunpowder. I'm a little bit concerned that we have that one point of failure. If something happened to that plant, and it's a big plant and they've got serious security, but if something happened to that plant, you know, we wouldn't have smokeless powder. Now, there are a few other places that apparently make some relatively small amounts, but most of it comes from the one place. Now, that wasn't always the case. I was looking at how much ammunition was made during World War II. And we had a much smaller population, about half the population we do now. And the U.S. in World War II, and we won World War II with productivity. That's how we won it. We outproduced anybody else. We produced almost as much, I think very close to as much military material by ourselves than everybody else in the war altogether. And we were producing, in the middle of World War II, 21.6 billion rounds of small arms ammunition per year. And most of the plants, there were, I think, about, 12, either 12 or 13 big ammunition plants going during World War II, and they were all shut down, or all but one. I think maybe there were two going at the end of the war. But by the time of the Korean War, they had to reactivate four more. And then during Vietnam, they required, I think, six altogether. But now they've all been shut down. I think they've been decommissioned. For example, the Badger ammunition plant in Wisconsin, which I used to drive by fairly regularly, was a big plant. It's now, there's a video out showing that all the trees and brush and everything have grown all over it, and it's become sort of one of these abandoned places that tourists may try to sneak into, since there's the military patrols or whatever. And it's been totally, almost completely destroyed. And it's just not, we won't be able to start it up again. And that's the case with most of the ammunition plants. And so we have gone from having a capacity to produce 21.6 billion rounds in the military plants down to 1.6 billion. But my understanding is that the producers of ammunition have agreements with the military that if the military needs more ammo, they can just take over the civilian plants, and the civilian plants will start producing ammunition for the military. At minimum, the components that the civilian plants need would be diverted to military use. So we're not producing anywhere as much ammunition as we once were able to.
Right.
And our productivity for the military relies almost entirely on one plant at 1.6 billion rounds per year, although they said we could rely on NATO partners to make more ammunition for us if we needed it. I guess that's assuming they make more than they need. So that's where we're at. Now, interestingly, as part of this, just people would say, well, you can make gunpowder, and you can. You can, if you work at it, you can make reasonably effective black powder. You can probably even make smokeless powder with a lot of effort. I'm not sure it'd be worth it. But it's possible that you could. There were some substitutes that people have played around with over the years. But primers are what it used to be what I used to think were the hardest thing to make, but it turns out they're not that hard to make. I mean, if you save your primers that are expended, that are punched out, and you save the metal parts, you can actually refill them and use them, and it isn't that difficult. I mean, you might be able to produce a couple a minute, but if you don't have any ammo, being able to produce a couple a minute is significant. I mean, having 10 rounds is a huge difference from having no rounds. And I wrote about that a few years ago, and there are a number of dedicated hobbyists who, because of the internet, were able to talk and correspond with each other. And there's actually a how-to manual of how to do it, lists about four or five different methods about how to make or recharge, perhaps would be the better term, primers. Some of them are fairly easy, some of them more complex. All of them work. And so if anybody's interested in how you make primers, I'd recommend that you do a search online, and you'll probably find my article will show up, and that gives links to other places. And one of the links leads to this manual, which is about 50 pages long, on how to make primers.
That would be, somebody called me today from Genesis, as a matter of fact, looking for primers. And I don't know where to find primers. I used to do some reloading, not as much. I need to probably cultivate that, I think, and get back into it.
Yeah, right now it's just hard to get components. But this, the fellow, that, and I've corresponded with him personally, and have a great deal of respect for the person who developed the techniques. First off, they're not completely new. People were actually reloading primers in during World War II because you couldn't get ammunition, and people wanted to be able to shoot. And so he
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break, and we'll continue that when we get back, and then I want to go to the gun sales that seem to continue to go on, and I'm beginning to understand why. You can find Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. And you're looking at maybe 1,600 plus articles sitting there waiting on you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again speaking out about possible voter fraud. The president saying,
"As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege."
President Trump speaking from the White House in the nearly 46-minute long video posted on social media. The president continues,
"This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
The NFL is considering all options for the upcoming playoffs, but using a bubble is not likely. That's according to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. You're listening to USA Radio News. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill debate a new coronavirus relief package, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the White House are also looking to do some sort of relief package.
Right now, the focus is making sure that there is stimulus relief for Americans who are hurting right now. So that is the current active policy priority that we are working on moment by moment, along with COVID.
A group of bipartisan lawmakers came up with a deal yesterday that McEnany said the president would sign off on. The UK is set to become the first country in the world to distribute a coronavirus vaccine.
Vaccines usually take years to develop. Under Operation Warp Speed to combat COVID-19, we got it done in well under 1 year. In a major announcement, the United Kingdom has approved the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The two-shot process will start shipping out to UK's most vulnerable in the next 48 to 72 hours. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer and activist and instructor, Dean Weingarten. We've been talking a little bit about ammo and everything. Do you want to finish up your point that you were making
interrupt? Yeah, I just say a little bit. Person who is has done the best work on it is a PhD chemist, W. Marshall Thompson. So that's another way you can search for this. And the amount of materials needed to create primers is tiny. A small pistol primer takes about 3/10 of a grain. A large primer, about 5/10 of a grain. There's 7,000 grains in a pound, so it takes very small amount of materials. Once you get the materials, which aren't super easy to get, but aren't terribly hard either, you know, you have enough for a lot of primers. Now, I have to say that I have a lot of primers, so I'm not that worried. And you can also, the simplest method is to make primers is to use roll caps for cap guns.
Right.
And it works pretty well. So so I just wanted to let people know that I used to think making primers was almost impossible. But due to the work of Marshall Thompson, Dr. Thompson, I no longer think that. You could do it if you needed to.
One thing I've noticed on Instagram, I'm getting fed a lot of pictures by two or three different people that purport to have all of this ammo, and it's just pictures, right? It's just pictures of this stuff and primers, thousands of primers, stacks and stacks and pallets of ammo. And I'm wondering if the new thing is going to be fraud.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, because whenever there is a huge demand, sometimes people will obtain even a small amount so they can get a few people saying that they ordered it and got it. And then you can have fraud. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll get you that ammo. Just send us your money. It might take a little while because there's such demand, but we'll get it to you. We'll get it to you. And if they're not a reputable site, I could see how fraud could, how a scam could be run to gather in quite a few dollars.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see if I get any sort of lead as to who they actually are. When I do a search on their name that they show on Instagram, I get nothing.
Well, in the Beast Outdoors, which produces a huge amount of the ammo for the U.S. market, I don't know the percentage, but I think it's probably in the neighborhood of like a third. I mean, I'm not willing to defend that in court. It's a reasonable guess. I've read that they have back orders for a year. Backward a year.
I mean, some of my sponsors, like Franklin Armory, they're running three shifts now, 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still back ordered.
Right. And I expect that the most gun manufacturers are in that situation. Certainly the ones that are in high demand, like pistols and semi-automatic rifles. And then I think probably all the ammunition manufacturers are doing the same. They are running three shifts, max capacity as much as they can. But it doesn't, when you're looking at gun owners that own roughly 450 million guns, and they decide, you know, instead of this half-used box of 20 that I got lying around, I'd really like to have a couple hundred rounds, that bumps up demand to such a high level that it takes a long time to satisfy. And I think that's what we saw with the last ammunition bubble. So, I am certain there are ammunition plants all over the world that are operating as fast as they can to get ammo into the American market and to make a lot of money while the demand lasts. And I don't see the demand slowing down unless maybe if President Trump takes office and, there aren't severe riots in most of the Democrat-controlled cities, demand might drop a little.
I think there's going to be riots. Riots are going to continue because I see BLM making a bunch of demands of Biden, and all the people that were out there voting for change by voting for Biden? No, you weren't. There's no change involved with that. That's Obama light. That's Obama. Look at who he's wanting to put in his cabinet. You can figure that out.
I tend to agree.
Yeah, and BLM's not going to go along with this.
They're not going to be satisfied unless they get radical action.
Not at all. They're going to go crazy. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
But I'm not convinced that President Trump won't pull it off and have a second term. I think that is still possible.
Well, they had a hearing in Arizona yesterday. Did you hear about the hearing in Arizona? Where one of the witnesses said, we have copies of the data and the packets that were sent from here to Germany.
Yeah.
From Dominion.
Right.
From all of these voting hubs with Dominion. And there's also other talk of, supposedly there was a firefight between the Army Special Forces and CIA to secure those servers.
It's not impossible. I just don't know. And whether servers were grabbed, that seems up in the air.
Yeah.
We're in a situation like I remember from being in Panama during the Noriega regime about 30-some years ago. Rumors fly all over the place.
Yeah,
nobody trusts the media because they've shown themselves to be untrustworthy. So you just don't know, and you try to use the best sources you can, and if you've got personal sources of information, you give that a bit more credit. But we just don't know, and the The mainstream media has spent the last 4 years convincing us that they're completely untrustworthy and put out fake stories all the time.
Yep. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So, you know.
Right.
I expect to see something. Let's see. We got about a minute and a half before we go into the break. We can go ahead and I'm starting to see guns available, right?
Yes.
I can always tell when there's a gun shortage when they run out of Glocks. When any gun shop runs out of Glocks, they are truly out of guns, because Glock is a behemoth when it comes to production. So I'm starting to see Glocks come back into the chain, which means they've... And I would imagine it's easier now to get a gun than it is to get ammo.
I think it probably is. For one thing, the demand for guns wasn't just for any gun. I mean, I could walk into gun stores, you know, a month or two ago, and you could buy 22 rimfire rifles pretty easily. They were generally available. You could buy single shot and double barrel shotguns. You know, even pump shotguns were generally available, not as much as they used to be.
Right.
The real demand seemed to be, and bolt-action rifles, high-powered rifles. There were a fair number of those around. But pistols and semi-automatic rifles, especially semi-automatic centerfire rifles, they were very much harder to get. But if you look at the statistics for the last month...
I tell you what, hold on to that. We'll get into that. Full bore, when we get back, we're talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find his stuff at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking about gun sales keep coming up. Looking at the article, is that true, 3.3 million background checks in the month of November?
3.6.
3.6 million background checks.
Yeah, but almost half the background checks now are for gun permits and permit rechecks. So you have to dig into the details at the FBI to figure out how many actual guns were sold. A good approximation, because they count checks, not guns sold. And there's a little difference, because you can have one check for multiple guns. There are states that you don't require a background check if you already have a concealed permit. Or a gun permit. So the numbers are never absolutely precise. But I try to do it. I think I do a reasonably good job. And we're looking at, in November, there were about a bit over 1.9 million firearms sold. And that brings the total, by my calculations, of just under 19 million so far in 2020. 18.76 is the estimate. And that is probably a record, and we're certainly going to have a record for 2020 as the highest number of guns sold in the U.S. ever. And it's going to be more than 20 million. And that's huge. That's increasing the number of private guns in the U.S., which already has the most on the planet of any country by far. I mean, by orders of magnitude far. To by about 4% in 1 year. And we have roughly 40% of the people buying guns are new gun buyers, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, when they've talked to their retailers and tried to figure out how many are new gun buyers. Well, that's an increase of 8 million more gun owners. That's a significant amount. And the actual number of gun owners we have is unknown. It's really hard to tell, because guns are not generally registered in the United States, so we don't have any numbers that are reasonable for how many people own guns in the U.S. All we have are surveys, And the problem with surveys is that a lot of people who own guns don't want to tell somebody who knows their address and phone number whether they have one or not. And so I believe that gun owners are generally undercounted, but we're looking at somewhere 100, probably between 100 and 120 million gun owners, I'd say, in the United States. Could be. And that's just people who say, I own this gun. It's not people in households that own a gun that would have access to it if they want to.
Right.
The number of households with guns is almost certainly more than 40%. I suspect it's probably closer to 50%, but again, you have it's just like the shy Trump voter. It's the shy gun owner. You know, the one who doesn't want to tell the government that they have one. And probably a lot of particularly black Americans, you know, who have the early gun control was all about keeping guns away from black people, slaves and freed slaves, particularly in the South. And with that kind of history, they probably aren't too anxious to tell people outside their immediate family whether they have a gun or not.
Right.
And there's plenty of other reasons. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just gonna say, I would really love to know how many guns get sold to people that have permits that don't have to go through background checks.
That's hard to know, but according to John Lott, we now have about almost 20 million people with permits. And 25 of the states, every state except Vermont, has some method of issuing a permit, even though there's Hawaii, I don't think, has any private permits anymore. But every state has a method. And so since we have 25 states, where a permit acts as your background check. So roughly half the country, the people who have permits there don't have to go through a separate background check to buy a gun. So,
right.
You know, that's saying roughly 10 million people. So it's a significant number, and we just don't know. I mean, those are not fed into the system. So we don't know. And I have used concealed carry permit. I use it all the time. If I buy a new gun, I don't, because it's just a hassle to go through the instant check system. I mean, you have to call up and then they have to wait. And then I've been told by the owner of a gun shop in the area that he believes that the FBI discriminates against people who call in and has them wait longer. They're trying to push everybody into the computer system to do it online. That was his opinion, anyway.
Talking about gun shops.
Gun shops doing background checks, doing the national instant background checks.
I've been seeing that at a couple of the stores that I would call the bigger gun stores, not the mom and pops where they still have the paper 4473, but now they've got it all computerized, and it looks like a call center when you go in there and you sit down at the computer. I bought a gun Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I had a permit. It was as soon as I hit enter, and they pushed a couple of buttons. They said, okay, come on over here and pay for it. So, you know, I have a permit. Have this
and it's
permit.
It's a good reason. It's a good reason to get a permit. I'm all for people getting the permits because it bumps up our numbers. It makes us more politically powerful. It makes it hard for the opposite side to claim that only kooks have carry guns. And it's generally a positive thing. So the problem is people will say, well, you know, if I have a permit, people know I have a gun. Yeah, well, you know, do you go online and comment about guns? Do you get into a debate somewhere? Do you buy ammunition? Do you subscribe to a gun magazine? Do you have a hunting license? All of those things are going to essentially tie guns to you and make you probably as much of a target as having a permit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing I hear, and I hear this a lot, I was subbing for a local radio station here. And, for example, when they ask me about vaccines, I point out that when I was in the military, you know, you're taking vaccines all the time because the Army says you're taking vaccines all the time.
Yeah,
and
right.
the prevailing thought pattern that I got for that was that as being a part of the military, I was a guinea pig. And when I talk about permits, the prevailing idea is that I have given in to the state-controlled regulation of taking a right and turning it into a privilege. And when I point out certain things, they love you. And those kinds that get out there and give me stuff about permits and, you know, some of this other stuff and being on lists and all these other things, I mean, is there any way now you think to not be on a list of some sort?
Well, I think if you go up into Alaska and live by subsistence hunting, you might be able to avoid some lists. But right. In general, the list and the information is so pervasive in modern society, it's very, very difficult to avoid being on a list of some kind.
Well, if you have a Social Security number, you're on a list, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, what I would suggest is the opposite route. And
well, I tell you what, before you go off on in that direction, we have like less than a minute left. Will you be with me on Friday?
I intend to be.
Very good, sir. I intend to be here waiting on you on Friday. And in the meantime, those of you that like Dean's stuff, you can find Dean's stuff. And here's the thing about Dean. Ammoland.com is in the top 1,000 websites on the planet. I think it comes in at number 844, 744, something like that, which is, that's no small feat. And of all the writers on Ammoland that they have, Dean is one of the more prolific, and he is definitely the most read. This is something that Freddie Reel has said, and he's the publisher and editor of Ammoland.com. That's why he comes here as often as he does, because I only go for the best. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.